Probably the most important part of a first date is your first impression.
Yeah.
And what you choose to do with it. I know for me, whenever I've gone out on dates, when I show up, I offer them to be blood buddies with me.
Whoa!
Like, cut a little slit on my finger and I ask them to do the same and we shake hands. That way I know that I can trust them.
Yeah.
And most women run in fear, but the occasional one sticks around and we have a great date.
Okay.
And Kenny, who's on the phone for a second date update today, also made a very bold move when he was starting his date. I'll let him tell you about it. What's up, Kenny? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. So did you swap blood with your first date?
Please say
no. It wasn't quite that intense.
Please just tell me there's no bodily fluids that were exchanged in the first meeting.
Well, I can't actually say that either.
Oh!
Yeah. Why don't you tell, before we get into your date, tell everybody how you started your date. I thought that was the most interesting part of your email.
Well, we had been talking online for a couple of weeks, so I felt like I knew her. I felt comfortable with her. And this was just the first time we were meeting in person. So when I saw her, I was just thrilled, and she looked so amazing. I went up to her, and I just planted one right on her lips.
Wait, you kissed her as the first, like, you hadn't exchanged words person to person?
We didn't say hi. Yeah, I just
went, I
was feeling bold, and I went for it.
Was it reciprocated, or were you socked in the face?
She was a little surprised. Maybe I caught her off guard a little, but she was into it.
Okay.
It wasn't like you had never talked, I guess. I mean.
Right, yeah. I mean, we had a great, you know, rapport over the past couple of weeks, so.
God, okay. Kenny, you are a sly dog.
You know, sometimes you got to go for it.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do it. So how did the rest of the date go then?
The rest of the date was good. It was a little awkward when we first sat down. You know, she kept bringing up the fact that I just kissed her right away.
That's all I could think about. I'd be like, oh my God, what did you just do?
Yeah, but I mean, I explained to her why I kissed her. She looked amazing. It was like, you know, in the movies when like time stops, she just looked so gorgeous. I couldn't help myself. And, you know, I told her that and she seemed flattered by that. So it was good.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the other way, you definitely would not be continuing your date. So she must have liked it to actually sit down and have a meal with you.
Right, yeah. You know, it was hit a home run or a strikeout kind of move. So.
And I guess, totally. I mean, you got that piece out of the way. So mm-hmm. I assume once you got past the first awkwardness, things were more relaxed.
Yeah, I think so. And we just talked, you know, it was great. We talked for like an hour, hour and a half, and we got into things like our family and like what our goals are in our careers and in our lives, well beyond the initial small talk type stuff. We had a great conversation. I had a great time.
If it was so great, then why do you think she doesn't want to go out with you again?
Yeah, that's that is a good question. Maybe the kiss was a little too much. And also, the date kind of had a weird ending to it.
It did? Whoa. It wasn't like make out central?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't rom-com quality.
No?
Oh.
So what was weird about the ending?
Well, so I walked her out to her car, like as you do, and I saw we had a great time. I was feeling good, feeling confident, and so I went in for another kiss to, you know, bookend it.
Start with the kiss, end with the kiss. I like it.
And you probably weren't even nervous to go in for the second kiss because you'd already
done it.
Kissed.
Yeah, we already done it once, you know, had some practice. So I went in and it was like the thing you don't want to happen as a guy happened. She literally put her hand over my face as I went in and just full on denied me.
Wow.
To the point to where I thought it was a joke. I like laughed it off. I was like, oh, that's cute. So I was, you know, we were still flirting. So I went back in for the kiss and she did it again.
Oh,
she's like, no, I am serious. Get your face out of my face. I'm not interested.
So, Kenny, I think you may have read a lot of the situation wrong if that happened at the end.
Yeah.
Did she say anything to you?
She was just like, I think we already got the makeout portion of the date over with.
Oh.
Kenny,
man.
Is there a chance that you're not a very good kisser?
I'm asking myself a lot of tough questions right now.
I'm just saying, like, if she was into it at the beginning and then
not
said
at
that
end.
At the end.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I was a little out of practice, sure. Maybe it was a bad kiss. Maybe it was too much too soon.
And how many times have you tried to call her since then?
Oh, man, it's an embarrassing amount of times.
Okay. Really? Give us the honest answer.
I mean, the day after, I probably called her 3 times.
Whoa.
In the day.
That's a lot.
Yeah. On one day?
I know. It was driving me crazy. To the point to where I texted her like 4 or 5 times as well, being like, what's going on?
You got 3 phone calls and 4 or 5 text messages.
And Facebook message.
Oh, no.
Kenny, aggressive, man. And now you're calling us. Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, I think that she doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, but I really like her. Like, it just felt so natural and I felt so comfortable with her. Like, I really want to make this work. I really think I really care about this girl. I can't get my mind off of it or off of her.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, man. Hold on. Don't go kiss anybody while we're doing this. We'll be right back.